news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on Wednesday said it's possible the virus never truly goes away and the world will just get better at managing it with vaccines. Public health methods like mask wearing will also help, and more places around the world are mandating them to contain surges. So face masks are now required in all public spaces in Greece, Portugal's Madeira Islands, and Hong Kong. Here at home, Mississippi just instituted a mask policy too, making them mandatory in schools and public gatherings. Mississippi now has the fifth highest number of coronavirus cases per capita in the U.S., which overall is closing in on 5 million cases. Meanwhile, a new study confirmed that COVID-19 rates are much higher among minority children and those from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, highlighting inequities in treatment and prevention. And once again, my state of Florida is making headlines. This time it's because we're now the second state to pass 500,000 COVID-19 infections.
We're number one, damn it!
Well, number two, actually. We're behind California, but we try harder. Lebanese officials have pointed to a possible cause of the massive explosion that tore through Beirut, 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate. Apparently, this was part of a massive shipment of agricultural fertilizer that had been stored in the port of Beirut without safety precautions for years, despite warnings from local officials. Their official death count currently stands at about 135, but you know those numbers are going to rise in the coming days and weeks. Beirut's governor says about 300,000 people couldn't return to their homes after the blast, and at least half of the city's population now have homes that are, quote, unlivable for the foreseeable future. And the U.S. idiot-in-chief continues to speculate from the podium in the White House briefing room that it still could have been an attack.
It could. I mean, how can you say accident? Somebody was, left some terrible explosive type devices and things around. Perhaps it was that. Perhaps it was an attack. I don't think anybody can say right now. We're looking into it very strongly. Right now it's, you have some people think it was an attack and you have some people that think it wasn't.
Oh, please. The New York Times is reporting that New York prosecutors have subpoenaed Deutsche Bank, Donald Trump's primary lender, as part of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into Trump's business practices. They also say that Deutsche Bank has already complied. The report also confirmed that the investigation into Trump's business practices is broader than initially believed. A court filing this week suggests that the prosecutors were investigating Trump and his company for possible bank and insurance fraud, citing, quote, public reports of possibly extensive and protracted criminal conduct at the Trump Organization, end quote. Now, I have no idea if this story is related or not, but New York Attorney General Letitia James' office on Wednesday announced that she'll make a major national announcement Thursday morning at 11:30 Eastern. The announcement will stream live at ag.ny.gov/livestream. So the White House got dinged on social media Wednesday, Facebook removing a video posted on Trump's page from his appearance on Fox and Friends Wednesday morning, in which he falsely claimed,
"This thing's going away. It will go away like things go away. And my view is that school should be open. If you look at children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease."
Twitter, too, temporarily restricted the Trump campaign account after it shared a tweet with the same video and false claim, and YouTube took it down, too, saying it violated its coronavirus misinformation policy. The response from Fox and Fiends? Disbelief. It's official. Former Vice President Joe Biden will not appear at the upcoming Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee due to concerns about the coronavirus. Biden will instead accept his party's nomination for president and deliver his speech from Delaware, where he lives. Most of the convention was already scheduled to be virtual due to the outbreak, and delegates were told in June they should prepare for a remote event. Trump, who canceled the Jacksonville portion of the Republican National Convention, said he may give his speech from the White House? Even some Republicans said, what? Senator John Thune of South Dakota asking, is that even legal? And by the way, Nancy Pelosi isn't having any of it.
You can't do that. You can't do that. I mean, you would be very surprised, I think, at the fact that when you're at the White House, you're talking about policy and the rest. You're not talking politics. You don't have political events in the Capitol. You don't have political events in the White House.
Former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday that then incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn secretly neutered Obama administration policy toward Russia in late 2016. Flynn's actions ahead of the inauguration of Trump helped fuel the investigation into contacts with Russia by Trump associates. Before the hearing, Trump attacked Yates, tweeting that she has zero credibility. Have you looked in a mirror lately? And he accused her of being part of the greatest political crime of the century. And Obama Biden knew everything. The review of the Russia investigation by the committee chaired by Lindsey Graham is one of two inquiries being undertaken by the Republican-led Senate committees into the origins. The origins of the Russia investigation. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.